Blog Talk Radio. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, and bring my brothers and sisters back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I'm so very thankful to the Most High, yes indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. This very precious words, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. And the Most High has told me, yes indeed, that I have for him some very important things for him to do. And he told me because of what I must do, he told me that, yes, indeed, I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he told me that, yes, indeed, I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, he has told me that I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and to destroy. But the question, my brothers and sisters, since we live in a world that it is obvious, or it should be obvious, the reason why there are so many denominations, so many, my brothers and sisters, so many nations, some 280 nations and counting, some 45,000 denominations, all declaring something in some way different. Isn't it obvious, my brothers and sisters, that not everyone is walking fully according to all that the Most High, by His Spirit, would reveal? That's so hard for men to believe, brothers and sisters. Why? Reason would tell you that if there's some 45,000 denominations in the world today, it is because, I repeat, my brothers and sisters, it is because man has fallen vastly far away from faith in the will of one unto a multitude, I said a multitude of pretentiousnesses. I said a multitude of pretentiousness, which by no means, while they exist, could ever be unto the harmonizing of humanity, the reconciliation of humanity unto the way which the Most High declared from the beginning is peace. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men say they have a covenant with the Most High after all the diverse standards of the world, after all the, well, let's just say within the constraints of all the boxes that men have created and declared them allegiances after every man's own heart? My brothers and sisters, that's not a holy covenant at all. Many say that they're under grace today. You hear that all the time. Not under the law, but under grace. But how many of my brothers and sisters understand the Hebrew word? I said the Hebrew word for law is not what they used in the New Testament, what they call the New Testament. The newer testimony, if you will. My brothers and sisters, they have a big game on the minds of the people. Yes, they have run a serious game on the minds of the people. So the word for law that they would use in the quote-unquote New Testament, the Greek word, they use it interchangeably for both well Mayhaps we are back in. Look like we're having a few internet problems tonight with Blog Talk. Maybe it's a bit of bandwidth problem. It took a couple opportunities, kicking in again and again to finally get in. But it appears that we are in now. If you can hear me, please. Whoever's out there, if you can hear me, please let me know. I appreciate it that you let it be known that you are able to hear. I would appreciate the information. But I'm going to move on the premise that we are being heard and going on with the show. And I thank the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity. I thank the Most High that we have managed to be heard one way or another. Still that we are being heard. Well, my brothers and sisters, as I've said before, the listening world entire, after the modus operandi of a world system that would keep the people blinded, that would keep the people divided. Many have not understood how much so this world has been hoodwinked. I said this world has been hoodwinked, and that the word that they use in the Greek for law, they use interchangeably. I said they use interchangeably for both divine law and, brothers and sisters, for both divine law and the law of the Most High himself. That in itself is a blasphemy, in that the rule that men establish, being divided, cannot possibly be the law of the Most High. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. If everyone may walk according to what seems the imaginations of his own heart, what respect is there for Yah himself? There is none. It's not even a covenant. And certainly, my brothers and sisters, it is not holy. My brothers and sisters, the Most High is one eternally. From beginning to end, he is one. What does that mean? It means that his law, my brothers and sisters, as also his truth, his righteousness, cannot change. He says, I am the Most High, I change not. When Messiah appeared 2,000 years ago, the scripture said concerning him, in the beginning is his word. Shall we then say, my brothers and sisters, that somehow through the course of ages, what the Most High said from the beginning is no longer to be regarded as a foundation? To even begin to think so, my brothers and sisters, is unstable. Scripture simply tells us, in the book of Yaakov, for instance, that if we are scattered among many nations, if we are scattered among many nations believing differently, the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is this. Yes, indeed, the truth of the matter is this, that without question, we still must seek Yah for wisdom. That word that was to go forth to the nations is to reprove the nations. That gospel word that went forth to the nations is to bring discipline to the nations. The scripture said it well. Behold my servant, my election of my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. And he shall bring forth justice. And the isle shall wait for his what? Yes, my brothers and sisters, it says the isle shall wait for his law. What does that mean, my brothers and sisters? That means that all the nations will look to ultimately one true and living, everlasting law of the one Most High. My brothers and sisters, what it means without question then is that if we look for any anything else. Did you hear me? If we look to anything else among the nations, something different, something varied according to the precepts of men, the end result, my brothers and sisters, what we have is not a covenant. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? It's not a covenant, not with the Most High at all. The truth is just simply what it is. The Most High did not say that he would change his rule or give his glorious name after the designs of another. We are warned. I said we are warned that the Most High sends Messiah because men have sworn by his name. By his name, but not in truth, nor in righteousness, which means they swore by his name falsely. In fact, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, men have lifted up their souls unto vanity. And there's a need, my brothers and sisters, to understand this. Because frankly, there's but one hope of peace in this world. One hope of peace in this world. And it is not according to the designs and imaginings of presumptuousness, all the insanely differing scenarios based upon partial and polluted perception. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? They're not based upon any of the imaginings of men, but according to the true and consummate word of the Most High. And Messiah said plainly, if any man take away from this word in any way, he said he shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. He said your righteous must exceed that of your leaders. Many of your leaders would not teach you these things. That's why they're divided. He said, if your leader don't teach you these things, and you fall victim to them. Micah 5:14-24 says, in such case, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Therefore, your faith must be in him. I repeat, there's one hope of peace in this world. It's according to what the Most High declared, not what men have imagined. It is not, never will be after the false imaginings of men, or never will be after what appeals to the flattering presumptuousness, self-righteousness of men, that peace will come into this world. Scripture says salvation not of works that any man should boast means salvation is not according to what men have imagined. There's a reason why the gospel had to go forth to the nations, my brothers and sisters. But have the nations been willing to receive this word? 2 Thessalonians said, when the gospel went forth, men did not receive the truth with love. Have you ever considered, my brothers and sisters, how much it is that to this very day, this world, by and large, has refused to hear, has refused to acknowledge? I can only tell you my website, hiddengospels.com, relates many of these secrets. And the scriptures tell us in advance, my brothers and sisters, that these are the type of truths. You'll find many things there that the system at large would never tell you. Most High told me I must tell you things that men have done everything they could to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Very important thing that he said I must do. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is utmost important that you examine the things that I've written there on that website. Article like Early Church Origin. Article like Secret City Prophecies. Articles like Remember the Promise, Tribulation 365, 70 to 365 A.D. It's important because my brothers and sisters, they haven't told you these things. My brothers and sisters, they have not followed the truth of the gospel, the mandate of the gospel, which is to tell all nations everything. Well, you need to ask the question why they didn't. Only because, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says when these things are known, people recognize the treachery of their rulers. Remember, Messiah said the righteousness must see that are your rulers, else you should not enter the kingdom of Yah, which means that they rule over you simply because they would not tell you and you have not sought nor yet claimed the fullness of what the Most High intends that his people must. It may sound like a hard word. Truth is what it is. And only those who, my brothers and sisters, are willing to accept this when they find the truth will return to faith. Only those who are humble enough to realize this when they find these exceeding truths, my brothers and sisters, escape the traps and the snares established by men. I said, escape the snaps and the snares and the traps established by men, that they might attain the victory. Because their victory, my brothers and sisters, is without question discerning those things the whole world hid. I said, the victory, my brothers and sisters, is attained to the knowledge of those truths which the whole world has sought to hide. But how many, my brothers and sisters, are willing to accept this? Few. But then again, my brothers and sisters, Scripture also said, few are they who find the path that is unto life. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Yes, indeed. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. And straight is the way that leads to eternal life. And few there be who find it. Even fewer, my brothers and sisters, who once they find it, remain steadfast. Blessed then are they who do. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, don't be deceived by what you see, by and large, being related among the masses, because the truth really is. You see the status quo, most people following a particular path, not because it's right, my brothers and sisters, but in this world, because it's in so many ways dead wrong. Most High told me directly. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, and it's imperative to understand the meaning of these things. Most High told me directly that great discretion is required that men not lift up their souls. He said, great discretion is required that men not lift up their souls unto vanity. It's time to understand what the meaning of this is. It's time to discern, my brothers and sisters, what the admonition in these words truly declares. I'd like to, before I even go any further, put that particular verse or series of verses up in the chat. Thankfully tonight, even though we had a few internet problems, it appears that that won't be so difficult a task. Thankful to the Most High, yes indeed. The opportunity to put that, these points together for you. Psalm 24. And I'd like to read the first four verses in particular. Maybe the first five. But I'd like to put this up in the chat. All to see. Here we go. And it reads in this wise. Because what the Most High said to me, part of those with that what he spoke is in the Psalms. Psalm 24:1, a Psalm of David. Earth is the Lord's, belongs to the Most High, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded upon the seas. In other words, he cast aside the waters to establish the dry land. Look back in Genesis and understand what he's talking about. He also cast aside the waters that the lands might again show after the flood. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He founded upon the seas and established it upon the flood. So who then shall ascend into the hills of the Most High? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Most High and righteousness from the Holy One of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Yaakov, Selah. Well, my brothers and sisters, what are these scriptures saying? It knows it says the generation that will not lift up his soul unto vanity is one that seeks him directly, that seeks his face. Yes, indeed. that looks to receive its righteousness, blessing from the Holy One of salvation. That according to the partiality seem wise to men. For indeed many are the ways that seem right unto men, but the end thereof is death, not life. Many are the ways that seem sufficient unto men, but the end thereof is death, not life. You need to look at Psalms 16:25, Psalms 14:12, and understand. And so it speaks of a time, my brothers and sisters, when men will seek Yah directly beyond all their rulers. And in this day, my brothers and sisters, says men will say, "Lift up your gate, lift your heads, O your gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? Who is this King, my brothers and sisters, who will not compel men to lift up their souls unto vanity? We need to explain that word. Nor swear deceitfully. In other words, they will swear true to the name of the Most High. Most High strong and mighty, the Most High mighty in battle. So lift up your heads, O your gates, and lift them up, O your everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? Most High of hosts. In fact, my brothers and sisters, he is the King of glory. Because no man, my brothers and sisters, to walk after the vanity, the darkness, the deceptions, the partialities, insufficiencies of this blinded and indiscriminate world. I want to look tonight at the definition of this word that is called vanity. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Hebrew word that is mentioned there, and I'm going to relate not just that one case, but the many cases that this word is related, this Hebrew word for vanity, the word is shav. And if it's possible, I will see quickly if it's possible to put the entirety of the definition from any good Strong's Concordance in the chat. It needs to be examined, my brothers and sisters. I truly say to you now, it is important that we examine these words to understand what is there, or what is indeed is their meaning. Okay, look like I got as much of it as I can in the first set of clips today. It only allows you to put in so much at a time. The Hebrew word, prayerfully some of you can see it here in the chat, the Hebrew word shav, S-H-A-V, shin vav, shav. It comes from another Hebrew word that is also related here in the midst of this text. Perhaps I need to put them up both prayerfully. We'll see in just a moment if it's possible to put all that in too into the chat. There'll be a lot of cutting and pasting in that, it looks like. Okay, here we go. This word shav comes from another Hebrew word, shav. Okay? And some of you even heard perhaps the idea about to make a show of a thing. Oftentimes, sometimes needs a related pretense. Well, it appears we may be back online. Prayerfully, we are. I think we're having some serious internet problems with BTR tonight, but prayerfully we can continue with this. If anyone out there can hear me, please let me know. I would like to hear maybe somebody in the chat can let me know we're being heard. I would appreciate it. I'm going to try to go ahead on with what we were saying in the interim. Rather amazing how many problems we're having with this internet access tonight. But let me continue. This word for vanity, Hebrew word shav, in the chat. You will see it there. Let me see something for a minute. Let me see if we're being heard here. Well, Mom B, look like you're there on the dial-in. I was wondering if you can hear me. Hello? Well, Mom B, you there? I was wondering if you can hear. We're definitely having our share of problems with the internet tonight. Well, it appears we're back online. It appears we're back online, and prayerfully, this time we remain so. As I said to you before, we were talking about this Hebrew word. Heaven help us. This time I want to finish. The word here, again for vanity, shop, relates to destruction, desolation, evil, ruin, idolatry, uselessness, what is deceptive, vain, false, lying, a lie, vanity. It says, who shall ascend to the hills of the Most High? Who shall stand in this holy place? He has clean hands and a pure heart, and not lift up his soul unto vanity, nor swear, nor has sworn deceitfully. My brothers and sisters, shall a man swear according to the misconceit of this world, then, and still expect to ascend to the hills of the Most High, or stand in this holy place, the place of his salvation? It says unto Jerusalem shall be deliverance, to a remnant unto whom the Most High himself is called. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, that's not according to the imaginations of men. We need to look closely at these words that are used for vanity. And I apologize for the technical difficulties we've had tonight. But I'd like to see, my brothers and sisters, I'd like to see these concepts implanted in the minds of those who are willing to hear. My brothers and sisters, there's another word for vanity. Word is Arvan, okay? It's a word that means vain. It means to come to naught. It means nothingness. It means also trouble, vanity, wickedness, an idol, an affliction, evil, false, iniquity, mischief, It means to mourn, or something that causes men to mourn. It relates also, my brothers and sisters, let's see if I can put all this up. It relates unrighteousness, that which is not sufficient. It relates also, my brothers and sisters, wicked, same word for wickedness is also lawlessness in Hebrew. It means to lack the knowledge of what is divine law or what is necessary to maintain the course of order. Lawlessness, undisciplined, lacking the knowledge of the kingdom. What the scriptures say in Psalms 95 and Hebrews 3rd, it says, a people who do not know his ways should not enter into his rest. The people who don't know the way of his kingdom, what is necessary to preserve the righteousness of it, the peace of it, he says, shall not enter. One scripture says, in another way, he who dies without the law will perish. I said, will perish without the law. So we need to understand, my brothers and sisters, the nature of this word vanity, that we not fall victim to it, as the Most High told me. Great discretion, great discretion, great discretion from him beyond all the many nations. It's required that men not lift up their souls under vanity. If he said that we scatter among the nations lacking wisdom, discretion, We must ask him. How about this, my brothers and sisters? We must ask him for the truth that even all the nations of the world would seek to hide. Psalms 2, why do the nations rage and imagine vain things? Because the kings of the earth are taking counsel against the Most High. Yes, and against his anointed. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that the diverse standards of the nations wherein men have not received the truth with love, as it said in 2 Thessalonians, is not the faith at all. And there's a need, my brothers and sisters, to return to the knowledge of the truth beyond the imaginations of men. Or without faith, my brothers and sisters, man by no means is acceptable or saved unto Yah. Hard word for the truth of the matter. Only those who are willing to receive this will be called the faithful. Messiah said your righteous must exceed that of your leaders who hide the truth from you. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. That means it demands that his people must seek the truth. How shall the Most High say that any man is faithful unto him when he will not seek the truth for the ultimate blessing of his brother? Shall man be called faithful unto Yah simply because he has followed after a worldly status quo? This word, again, sounds like another Hebrew letter. For vanity, ayin, is a word to be nothing, to not exist. Non-entity. And some people use and say that word iron is like ain't. To fail. To be fatherless. How about without a covenant? To be gone. To be incurable. To be never. Nowhere. None. Not anything. Nothing. To be past. To be without. Isn't it, my brothers and sisters, important then that we discern from the Most High what is necessary not to be found among the vain? Many, my brothers and sisters, the gospel had to go forth to the nations, admit what was among the nations was indeed to be indeed counted before the Most High as vanity. Another word for this word vanity, the Greek. It means emptiness, worthless thing, vain, empty, having no purpose, vanity. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. This word relates to context that if a thing is not able to perform that purpose for which the Most High made it, it is a worthless thing. It is a vain thing. It is unacceptable in that it performs then the purpose of another. It performs then, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High counts insufficient to be a covenant with him and those who indeed are true to him. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, that if the scriptures say, and they do, that man, if he's scattered among the nations, must seek Yah himself to be delivered, it means, my brothers and sisters, that the obstacles that men face, in fact, are the very precepts among the nations that most are beguiled to rely upon. But how many of my brothers and sisters are willing to understand the need to transcend what is a worldly, compromised, hypocritical status quo? The rulers will tell you otherwise. But my brothers and sisters, Yah says what he means. He means what he says. By no means, my brothers and sisters, man healed unto him if he is not willing to receive the greater truth. And that's exactly what Messiah will bring. Isaiah 41 going into 42 relates that the Most High looked upon men and saw none preaching the gospel. None, nothing that was a complete healing unto peace before the Most High. Did you hear me? I'll read the scripture for you. Isaiah 41 going into 42. We said these things so many times before on the show. I look forward to the day when I won't have to repeat these things again and again. But that there will be many who understand it, so we can move on with the premise. Isaiah 41:27. Formerly I said to Zion, behold, here they are, speaking of his prophets, and to Jerusalem I will give a messenger of good news, preaching the gospel, the pure word of the kingdom. I did not say tainted after the ideas of men. You see, when I looked, there is no one. There was no counsel among them who, if I would ask, can give an answer. Behold, all of them are false. Sounds like vanity. Their works are worthless. Their molten images are wind and emptiness. Vanity. Meaning it's not sufficient. So it says, behold my servant in whom I uphold, my chosen one whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him, the spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. He'll bring forth what is just, righteous to the nations. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says, I'll bring forth a root out of the stem of Jesse. And it talks about the spirit of the Most High being upon him, even the spirit of understanding. And it's not talking about partial knowledge. But my brothers and sisters, speaks about one who would come forth one day saying, listen to me, O you isles, hearken to me, O you nations. Let my people renew their strength. Give signs before me, O you nations. Let my people renew their strength. Beyond all the partialities that seem wise. Yes, my brothers and sisters, saying that there's no peace in this lawlessness, this vanity, this wickedness that is in this world. No peace, lest men seek the fullness of what is divine will. Someone coming forth saying, listen to me, O Lord, talk to me, O you nations. The Most High is calling from the womb, from the body of my mother. They made mention of my name. Oh, they beguiled so many over the course of many ages, telling them the Messiah would not come in this manner. They didn't tell you, my brother and sister, that Matthew 24, for instance, is a chronology. It said the Messiah would not come after, in other words, that first great persecution that comes after the gospel was spread 2,000 years ago, after the fall of Jerusalem, the hundreds of years afterwards, in which the believers were so heavily persecuted to shut the minds away from the truth, to shut the mouths that knew it. It didn't say that after that would come Messiah. It said, my brothers and sisters, would come and still was going to be an abundance of false prophets. But that does not deny what the Most High said would occur in Isaiah 49. The idea about the anointed one, my brothers and sisters, has always been the concept of an anointed man. And he said, from the body of his mother, the Most High made mention of his name. Morning by morning, the Most High caused his ears to hear the teaching. That he should know how to declare a word to the weary. Read Isaiah 51 through 5 and understand. Read Isaiah 49 and understand. If they didn't tell you that, then my brothers and sisters, they had you looking for something different. They compelled you to pray for something other than what indeed is the deliverance. If they gave you another sense of what is the vision, they had you petition for something other than what is the deliverance. Oh, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 to 10 relates to Messiah will come, as does also Zephaniah 3rd, to a city where he will reprove it for its unrighteousness. I said where he will reprove it for its unrighteousness. Reprove it. And in fact, reprove a whole world wherein men trusting in the status quo have fallen from faith. Because scripture says he comes and he speaks a word that does not fail, it says in Zephaniah. But the wicked, the lawless, those who trust in their rulers know no shame, because the rulers never told you. Scripture says this will come to pass to show you just how treacherous and wicked your rulers have been, that all might repent before him. Unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. But they wouldn't tell you about this, my brothers and sisters, because their every intention is to keep your mind and your heart blinded after their ideal and not the greater righteousness of the eye. And if they do such a thing, my brothers and sisters, think about it. It says if you take anything away, you take away your eternal life. You add anything, you add damnation to your soul. If you never find this truth, say those who die without the law perish without the law, and it is a law to have a right expectation. According to what the Most High declared, and nothing else is lawful. Many of my brothers and sisters, if the Most High offers you the opportunity to perceive these things, and even if you don't, the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, if you don't walk true to what is true, you walk according to a lie. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 speaks of Messiah ultimately coming from a city, having reproved it, the city be destroyed. It would expose all the unrighteousness of a whole world, because just like that city was not aware or would not listen when offered the opportunity, so it is for a world, my brothers and sisters. So it is for a world. And it says in that day, they shall say, this is our Lord for whom we have waited. This is the righteous one for whom we have waited. We rejoice and be glad in his salvation. He will cast aside the veil that's over all the nation, the covering that's over all the peoples. He will show men the light, the glory of the Most High, beyond all that men have established to keep men trusting in the cages of human misconceit. And in that way, my brothers and sisters, when all recognize the need to transcend the unrighteousness of the various rulers among the nations, and yes, the multitude of denominations, then shall men as one know what it means when Scripture says he will wipe all tears from off all eyes. But did they tell you this? No. Great discretion, the Most High told me, is required that men not lift up their souls under vanity. If the best a man could raise himself to, and that's not the point, because man can't raise himself up in front of righteousness. But the best man perceives, my brothers and sisters, if it's a standard falling short, what the best man knows to do is exalt what is yet corrupt, what is yet evil, what is yet falling short. It's not because his faith has been in Yah. The man knows, the best a man knows is to exalt what has been depraved. It's not because his faith has been in Yah. His conscience has still not yet then been true to the Most High. Scripture says, all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered, but deliverance, even unto Jerusalem, should be deliverance. To remember whom the Most High is called. That means the Most High begins to show his vision. Now the question is, who will pursue it? Who will not turn back to rebellious way, saying, oh, well, most people don't know about this, so it's not important. I've had a lot of pastors say that. I call them all treacherous devils, and that they have. Just being honest, my brothers and sisters, because they're nothing less. True minister of Yah, when he finds the truth, knows he must speak it. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. The best man knows is still a fallen conscience, not true to the holy name. It is not the work of the Most High. The scriptures in Isaiah 41 call it abomination. Whoever teaches that men may be delivered after any manner of unrighteousness, not seeking the fullness of divine will, is a deceiver, a blasphemer, a robber against the holy name. And for his treachery against the holy name, he shall not know the righteous reward of the Most High. And Messiah said, if you fall victim to those who won't teach you the fullness of the law, you say you should no case enter the kingdom of Yah. If anyone seeks to make a man foolish, to deny that law, Scripture says he's guilty under hellfire. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It is time to stop playing this game. It's time to discern the reality. Or will men refuse to believe what the scriptures have to say because they choose to be flattered after the will of men? In a world wherein men have given themselves over to much darkness, refusing to see the truth because, hey, like some pastor told me, how many folks are thinking to get that? Yet in a world where men have given themselves over to darkness, saying they need not attain to the light that is the law of the Creator, woe is mankind, my brothers and sisters. For men have handed, and let's just say they have preferred false religion. Man proving that he won't receive the truth or walk in it having heard it has shown that he has loved false religion, loved vanity, claiming falsely and in vain to offer salvation, my brothers and sisters, after any of the diverse fallen, depraved imaginations of men, saves no one but damns many. They who are yet beguiled to prefer unrighteousness, the scripture did not say would be saved in 2 Thessalonians, but said be damned. I can only tell you that the world has been warned, and I petition the Most High constantly, knowing that something very, very powerful must occur for a man is finally free. True Israel, my brothers and sisters, called, yearning for righteousness and justice, when they see the plan the Most High declared brought to bear, Scripture says will come quickly. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that hearing the truth will not turn back? Isaiah 66, my brothers and sisters, speaks of the Messiah reproving all the standards of the nation. He says he comes swiftly to his temple. He reproves the temple. He reproves the way of when he says city, that means the whole social, economic, pseudo-religious amalgam thereof. My brothers and sisters, when he reproves it, who will choose to believe him? Who will choose to walk after the unrighteousness of another, those who would hide the truth? True Israel having a love for Yah, my brothers and sisters, does not seek to just honor the holy name. But when granted the opportunity to see the greater truth, this people confirm the heritage of the people of the Most High and believe in the brothers and sisters. The words of the prophets are that heritage. Hear me. Great discretion is required that men not lift up their souls unto what the Most High calls worthless. If none of the standards of the nations appease his will, my brothers and sisters, he's not pleased with what men say is sufficient unto another. So he will not lift up or not give his glorious name to those who will walk after the will of another. Read Isaiah 48 and understand. He said only for a moment, for a time, my brothers and sisters, when the truth is known, will he grant an opportunity, a deferment of divine anger. And my brothers and sisters, only going to be those who come swiftly when they hear the truth that will survive the wrath that is to come. Isaiah 55, 56, 57. All my brothers and sisters, you need to understand why the scriptures talk about keeping the Shabbat unto the fullness of what is divine will. To claim, indeed, salvation in the name of the Most High. But it talks about because the leaders have been silent in Isaiah 56, 9 through 57, 1. Say that all the beasts of the forest, all the iniquitous designs of unreasoning men have come to devour so many of his people. Because none wants to consider that it is the righteous man who seeks the fullness of divine righteousness that escapes the wrath that is to come. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters, Most High has told me that men not lift up their souls, in other words, the highest they raise themselves, is still unto something the Most High cannot be pleased with. What the Most High still calls worthless. Great discretion is required that men appease what is true to the Holy Name. Great discretion is required that men appease Yah according to his purpose. Did you hear me? Now, woe to those who say that he will not judge men according to righteous judgment. Those who believe that, hey, they are under the grace and favor of the Most High because they are lawless, have been beguiled, my brothers and sisters, I said, entirely beguiled by false religion unto the perpetuity of confusion. I said, unto the perpetuity of confusion, false religion, to worship depravity, vanity, idolatry. Yes, my brothers and sisters, deviation, devils. 45,000 denominations all saying something different, and none of them declaring the foundation is all devilish. Do I need to repeat that? The early church, the foundation that I speak of, they all knew. In fact, the foundation I speak of, my brothers and sisters, what Rome sought to utterly destroy from the minds of men. But the scriptures tell us that this very foundation that Rome sought to destroy is the only hope. Recovery of it is the only hope for the remembrance of what is faith unto salvation, the opportunity to grow. For many have not discerned when the scripture says you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Yeshua HaMashiach is, I did not say Christ, that's a Greek word, the Kurdee, shall be saved. My brothers and sisters, those who understand the doctrine of Messiah crucified, they called it. They called it Christ crucified in your King James Version. Means that those who believe then that they must exceed the unrighteousness of the rulers who would not recognize the truth. They have an opportunity to be made whole beyond all the partialities of the rulers. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. They believe that he is the Kurdee. They know that all the prophecies concerning him and his return will reprove a whole world for its unrighteousness. Read Revelation 19:11-21 and understand. He will reprove the whole world for its love and preference for less than what the Most High requires. And all of that is robbery. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters, required not to offend Yah. Great discretion is required that men not blaspheme, dishonor, disrespect the holy name that declares Yah in context of all that he is. Great discretion is required that men be confirmed true to the holy name. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters, required that men not swear themselves over to the seed. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters, required that men not dissuade nor deceive their brother. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters, required that men not fail divine purpose for existence. Man was created to commune with his creator. My brothers and sisters, he does not commune with the creator after a life. You need to ask the question, who are you commune with then, my brothers and sisters? You prefer not the truth. Whose spirit have you invited upon yourself? And after such mixed example, whose spirit have you invited upon all those you claim to love? Had a pastor tell me straight out that his profession was not about what the Most High had said, but he was learning indeed a profession. I can only tell you, if seminaries pump out a generic degree, if they can take to any denomination, it was never about the absolution and the fullness of the will of Yah in the first place, because a multitude of partialities, my brothers and sisters, can only be preserved when there is truth hid. The scripture says, if the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Meaning these institutions know full well, my brothers and sisters, as one pastor told me, if the people don't know and they're willing to buy this lie, this darkness, they will sell it. Whose servant are they, my brothers and sisters? When they have their so-called reunions, they find one another in a multitude of different, going to different churches of different denominations. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that it was about the absolute will of Yah in the first place? Not if they have the truth, my brothers and sisters. Not if they're willing to turn from the truth. And believe me, Most High sent a Messiah so that nobody calls himself a believer after his own heart. I said, when Messiah comes declaring what needed the testimony, and if folks find out they didn't believe it, it means they didn't believe him. When he comes teaching the testimony, according to everything that was written, those who are not ready to believe it didn't believe him. And my brothers and sisters, whether or not when men are ready to believe the truth, will decide. And whether or not they're willing to humble themselves to the truth, will decide the nature of every single human heart. And many of my brothers and sisters would prefer not to believe the reality right when it's before their faces. Or be suddenly in distress when they realize how much they suddenly must learn. My brothers and sisters, all who will not delight and humble them, having the opportunity to humble themselves, to be taught by the master teacher, is not worthy of entrance into his class. Not worthy, my brothers and sisters, of his name. My brothers and sisters, great discretion is required, my brothers and sisters, that man truly takes upon himself what the scripture calls the whole armor of Yah. And because men have not stuck to take upon themselves the whole armor, like the scripture says in Ephesians, put upon yourself the whole armor of Yah, so may you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Many of my brothers and sisters have fallen victim to much misconceit. And the rulers will still choose that you feel that there's no need to seek the whole word. Because seeking the whole word, my brothers and sisters, that is not a standard established by men. Who but Yah, my brothers and sisters, knows the standard that is in all things sufficient. The Apostle Paul, Shaul, actually said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. But my judge is Yah. Even the judge, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah who comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. Then shall every man ought to praise Yah. That means, as the Most High told me, he says, till you see all that he has revealed, brought to bear, keep looking. Who told men, my brothers and sisters, they ought to assume themselves complete after their own discretion? That's a very humbling acknowledgement, my brothers and sisters. But either the heart is willing to humble itself under being constantly instructed, or you have the case of a people, my brothers and sisters, who are not willing to be his servants, who presume they know what is right service, rather than asking what is their orders. You know, my brothers and sisters, the wicked have orchestrated false religion, causing them to believe they will have victory before the Most High, according to misconceits of many nations and many false rulers, whereby all trusting in their own vanities, their own standards, their own short-sightedness, not knowing the righteousness of Yah, seeking to establish before men their own unrighteousness, deceiving generations of men, have bewitched men until have forsaken my brothers and sisters to love lies whereby they have bewitched men to forsake their very lives. The intent of the wicked, my brothers and sisters, is never that mankind should know the righteousness of Yah that has set men free. The wicked, my brothers and sisters, are a divide conquer tactic in this world. The rulers of this world, the lawlessness of this world, have always employed divide conquer tactics. How could they do that? They just simply hide the truth from you and cause men to run the course of hasty and faulty conclusions, whereby they, my brothers and sisters, are zealous for standards the Most High cannot find acceptable. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, for lack affirmative soundness, giving consideration to all the Most High said by His Spirit. As the Scripture said, all Scripture inspired by the Holy Spirit with reproof and doctrine, but there will be many who despise and will not hear sound doctrine that gives consideration of all things. And right now, my brothers and sisters, I'm talking to you about a lot of things that a lot of folks have chosen not to consider. In fact, generations have chosen not to consider. And if you talk about these things, my brothers and sisters, that there might be affirmity, they prefer not. My brothers and sisters, nothing such as this can be salvation to man. Man should delight in being, in hearing the truth, that he might be able to prove unto the Most High and be able to help his brother to see what indeed the Most High himself calls righteousness. But that has not been what is common to men. I will even go as far as to tell you, my brothers and sisters, woe to a world blinded by gross spiritual depravity, whereby mass iniquity is a mystery. Woe to them who seek to make an avocation, taking advantage of those, my brothers and sisters, those who are blind. But I had my brothers and sisters, some to basically even tell me, hey, if the people don't know any better, then, you know, hey, those are the ones they take advantage of. Woe to such wicked souls. Because they're still saying the same thing. If you show them the truth, and they still wish to take advantage of those who don't know it, then even when the truth is presented to them, if they won't speak it, they still say the same thing. They will take advantage of those who don't know, because they don't intend to tell. But brothers and sisters, the earth is true to the purpose of Yah, was not created that men should not perform all that is divine purpose. Consider, however, that from the dawn of human fall, man, not fully discerning his purpose, was beguiled, and that he did not recognize the trickerations of evil. And therefore, he chose against the good, chose the evil, even after the Most High warned of what would be his downfall. Should the Most High, my brothers and sisters, then accept the result of this corruption? My brothers and sisters, he said he would send forth a righteous one day to restore mankind to the knowledge of what he has forgotten. Question, my brothers and sisters, in a world that has not been taught to expect such, how many of my brothers and sisters, when he appears, who will be able to stand? When he appears, is made apparent before all men, who will be able to stand? Who will be able to receive quickly that testimony, that they might receive the seal of confirmation that only he can give? All this, my brothers and sisters, is written in Revelation 7. Did your leaders tell you? You need to ask the question why. It's true, you need to ask the question why. And if you're not willing to ask the question why, well, the kingdom of Yah is not for you. The true people of Yah, my brothers and sisters, there's a reason why they were once called the curious folk. They could not stand not to know. And my brothers and sisters, hearing the truth, they could not. They could only cry aloud and spare not. These are the witnesses of the Most High. These are the children of light. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who would not speak these words. They are then counted among the vain and useless. Because the light that won't shine, my brothers and sisters, is darkness. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to lift ourselves above fear. Yah commands, he says, go forth and teach. If he teaches you, he says, go forth and teach. Then you must, my brothers and sisters, speak what must be taught. You must uphold the truth. You must aid, my brothers and sisters, others coming to see it. For if you turn any man aside, my brothers and sisters, from seeing what he could see, or you leave a man flattered to believe that he is wise when he is far from it, much blood is upon your head. Warn them to see, my brothers and sisters, presume that the grace of Yah is salvation wrought of lawlessness. Scriptures actually speak of the anointed one who attains to what is lawful, and what has been, even attaining the knowledge of what is a darkened world, has refused to speak. That at last, men seeing his light might seek after him. That's what's in Isaiah 11. Why did they tell you? All else, my brothers and sisters, any other expectation is in fact vanity. It's causing men to walk after the rule and designs of another. I told you that salvation will only come according to the plan the Most High declared. That is his plan. So many places in Scripture I could tell you. Numbers 24. Yes, indeed. Numbers 24, particularly 14 to 17, 19 verses. Isaiah 24 to 27 chapters. Isaiah 15, 16. Isaiah 19, 18 to 25. Isaiah 66, particularly 6 to 15 verses. Hosea 11, read 11, 5 out to 11, 12. Understand, my brothers and sisters, what is meant by the so-called world riddle that Amos 3rd chapter relative to Revelation 10. Revelation 16, 12 to 21, all these places speak of what happens at that city, my brothers and sisters, from which Messiah emerges. Revelation 6, 12, my brothers and sisters, through 7, 17 is directly reflective to what's written at Isaiah 40, 41, 40, 41 through 43. Isaiah 49, 1 through 10, relating to all these, a latter-day prophecy. But who will hear it? The wicked rulers of the earth, my brothers and sisters, have oppressed the masses' desire that they and all else believe that they should be delivered according to unrighteousness. In fact, that's exactly what Malachi said, that the wicked would beguile the people to say that they could provoke the Most High. Hey, walk after wickedness, lawlessness, less than what the Most High requires, and say they should still yet be delivered. Scripture says you should discern one day the difference between the righteous and the wicked. Discern the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. And so the wicked then, the lawless, should be dust on the soles of the feet of the righteous in the day the Most High should do this. My brothers and sisters, my petitions for you, the reason why I speak these things, because I would offer you, my brothers and sisters, the truth the world would not tell. That is the commission the Most High gave me. In fact, my brothers and sisters, that's the commission of all those who would ask for his spirit. For why would you ask for his spirit, his spirit of light, to hide it? You receive the light, my brothers and sisters, to become the light. He said Israel should be a light to the world. Scripture talks about when Israel sees what happens at that city, Isaiah 66, it should be like a nation born in one day, to be a light to the world. But my brothers and sisters, to this day among the Gentile nations, these things are not taught. And you need to ask, why? Will them to see to believe they are viable who swear by the name, but not in truth nor in righteousness? But Yah will not give his glorious name unto another. Woe to them who feel they have a right to mislead another soul. Woe to them who would presume what is the will of the Most High without seeking the greater truth. Most High said that your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. If you read the scriptures closely, say that's true even unto the latter day. Why is it that my brothers and sisters, men are not seeking the exceeding thing? The first thing the Most High told me is the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know. What they don't know, what they think they know, not giving consideration to all things. He said it's not wisdom at all. He told me directly, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. He said if I could look at these contradictions and believe they're the work of his Holy Spirit that would teach all things to remove such confusion. He said I could not be a disciple unto him because whoever can believe such a thing, my brothers and sisters, will always be deceived by the unrighteousness. But brothers and sisters, it's time to understand the reality. Yes, indeed. That those who hunger for righteousness and be worthy to be called those true to what is will be called the army of the Most High. It's time to understand the real, my brothers and sisters. As I said before, if we read closely Isaiah 59, I'm going to have to make this short, heaven help us. Had a little difficulty tonight. If I can get a little more time, perhaps I will put forth that effort. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 59, giving comparison to Ephesians in the 6th chapter, make something very plain if you read Isaiah 50 along with it. Until one among men discerns the secrets, my brothers and sisters, of truth, that a whole world rulership has sought to hide, until a man takes fully upon himself the armor of Yah, meaning that man without it has not been delivered. Has not been delivered, my brothers and sisters, from the darkness that the rulers have used to ensnare and encapsulate a world. Till a man discerns those truths, proves that he is willing to confirm and stand up for those truths, the whole world is denied, my brothers and sisters, man has not proven himself yet faithful. Until a man discerns these things, my brothers and sisters, that this truth that confirms man true to Yah is brought to bear, again embraced in the conscience of men. Until then, my brothers and sisters, shall the Most High then sanction what has not yet proven itself faithful? So the word of Yah is living in the sharpening two-edged sword, able to tell the point of division between soul and marrow, soul and spirit, able to tell the thoughts and intents of the heart. My brothers and sisters, all that is that discerning word is in fact that sharp sword. If you hear any precept from the Most High, my brothers and sisters, and you are unwilling to receive it, it discerns the error, the instability that is in your heart. And my brothers and sisters, blessed are those when they have an opportunity to hear the truth that will not deny it. There's much injustice gone rampant in this world. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, much injustice gone rampant in this world. People are not one. And what shall this world have as a guiding point of reference for peace, wrought indeed of wisdom and truth, reason and truth? Scripture says, Messiah will come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. Most High is calling from the womb, from the body of my mother, they made mention of my name, to reveal his glory. In fact, Scripture says his reward for exceeding the vanity of this world, whereby Yah has become his strength. My brothers and sisters, for this he says his reward, the word of the Most High is with him. For whom, my brothers and sisters, willing to receive the reward that comes to those who exceed the short-sightedness, the shallow-mindedness, the hard-heartedness, the blindness of a world, my brothers and sisters, that so often, I regret to say, so often because men say that certain truths are not part of the status quo, they're not willing to believe and obey. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, can read Isaiah 24 through 27 concerning the city and what happens in that scenario, to relate a righteousness the world has not known. Isaiah 42 saying the same. Isaiah 59 saying the same. Isaiah 41 saying the same. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, is too prideful to admit that there will be a day when, in which all must humble themselves for a greater truth. Whoever is not willing, my brothers and sisters, to say these things is a participant with all those who have worked toward the damnation of men. To be participant with, my brothers and sisters, with those who deny the truth is to be counted among the liars. Come out of this Babylon, my brothers and sisters. That's what the scripture is saying. Come out from among those who maintain the confusion, lest you be partakers in their sin, in their preservation or what is called divisiveness. And you be smitten by their plagues. Again, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures are relating. In Isaiah 59, until a man awakens to the truth, a world, my brothers and sisters, has walked after paths that are not called the way of peace, still walking after crooked paths, it says in Isaiah 59. Still walking after crooked paths. 59:8. Still walking after crooked and crooked paths. And the scripture says, those who walk after such shall not know peace. It's telling you, my brothers and sisters, it's telling you again. It's telling you again that the crooked paths that men create will not be under peace, will not be under salvation, will not be, my brothers and sisters, under what Most High calls sufficient. No matter how much men might want otherwise, the Most High has to be true to his word. And my brothers and sisters, if a whole world be a liar, a whole world be deceived, a whole world be damned after a pack of lies, Yah will still have to be true to his name. And the scriptures tell us that if we deny him, in 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, it says we deny him, he will deny us. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men believe the Most High, they say, Yah so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, whoever believed in him, whoever believed in him might not perish. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, believe in a pack of lies and not belief in him? Whoever believes in him, my brothers and sisters, those who believe in him, even when the whole world believes otherwise, those who believe his word, his testimony, when the whole world believes otherwise, you say that they might not perish. That means those who don't believe. What does scripture say in the book of Jude? He said those who function after unbelief, after such unbelief, Most High seeks to tell you the truth, those who function after unbelief, he said he destroyed. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, this world, entire world, has believed what is a lie, has believed a multitude of misconceits. I'm not saying the Most High is not capable of showing men better, but there's so many of my brothers and sisters who, when they first even called the Most High, call to him as if they already know. I thank the Most High for what he did to me. When I first saw, in fact, you're listening to a man who has seen the third heaven, kingdom of Yah, seen the mindset the Most High desires for this world. And the first thing I knew in the midst of these holy ones was that I was the biggest idiot there. But my brothers and sisters, because I was willing to humble myself, but I could just tell you about what one of the things that happened. But hey, it was like I can tell you that was actually at first one, then an abundance of angels. That because, quite frankly, hearing some of the things that I heard with regard to the nature of this world and the nature of the magnitude of his kingdom. Because they could tell my soul was hungry. In fact, there was even some, my brothers and sisters, who were amazed that I, upon hearing some of these things, that I did not run away. And my brother says, next thing I know, there were many and many angels who were willing to speak and tell me the ways of the kingdom of Yah. So many things, my brothers and sisters, that I thank the Most High that he told me, so that when I finally saw them in Scripture, it would bring about a recollection. It was like love letters reading it. Because so many of those things, my brothers and sisters, I tell you now. I remember when I first saw these things, how much stuff I wrote down, thinking I was going to write some great book. I didn't know that so many of these things and ideas were already in the Scriptures. But they were. But I thank the Most High that he allowed me to see them much more than just reading words, having to experience them directly to discern the higher meaning. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High has shown me is a gift to me. I offer as a gift to you. But my brothers and sisters, Most High told me the words that he's granted me are precious, but only for the most humble soul. My brothers and sisters, he gave me a name that means he was with Yah. He told me that the day would come that I would know what it is truly to be with him. And then others would know. Well, my brothers and sisters, that time indeed has come. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that I seek with each passing day for another dimension of that truth. Because I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, it's not going to be those who don't prepare for the exceeding righteousness of the Son of Man that will be ready. But those, my brothers and sisters, who are discerning the wisdom of Yah is far greater than what is common, who prepare themselves for one who has indeed intimate knowledge. The people of Yah are not one, my brothers and sisters. What then shall this world have as a guiding light? They who will be true unto Yah must discern all things of what this world has called a secret plan. How else should they confirm? Or how else should they be confirmed as true to Yah? They who discern or begin to be placed upon the path to discern these things must attain. Must attain, my brothers and sisters, what is necessary to comprehend when the Son of Man appears. And they should be prepared to be allies unto his cause. I ask a question, my brothers and sisters, where are those who have sought the scriptures truly awaiting him? And I don't mean according to what the world has declared. But to whom is the righteous arm of the Most High revealed? The Savior revealed. Scripture says, kings should shut their mouths because of him. I mean, when he appears, as he is foretold to appear, kings should shut their mouths, should be silenced and shamed because of him. But that which the people had not considered, they should be made to consider. Did you hear me when I tell you, my brothers and sisters, the prophecies say that he must lead the people by a way they have not known? It says it many times, my brothers and sisters. Why do people think that they are secure in this ignorance? Simply not so. Those who are not prepared to understand something far more than they thought they knew will find themselves grossly lacking. Much injustice has gone rampant in this world. I don't know about you, but I'd like to see it come to an end. I said there's much injustice, grave injustice, like my brothers and sisters, some of it seem like even ashamed to speak of. It's rampant in the world today. A vexation, my brothers and sisters, to any righteous soul. Yet for all the wickedness that is in this present world age is only in the day when the awaited one dons indeed the whole armor of Yah. As Messiah said, restore me to the glory I had with thee before the world was made. That righteousness and truth may indeed reign and these justices, this injustice, this darkness should be brought to an end. There's a reason why they call him the righteous one like the rising sun, because he cast out all this darkness. He cast out the injustice. He cast out the confusion and reveals the light of truth that puts the whole world of lies to shame and reveals the light that the whole world would obscure. Only hope for this righteous attainment is the promised awakening of one true to the full arm of Yah, who is promised. In fact, the scripture says, who is promised to do so. In fact, the book of Enoch says, unto this one, this Son of Man, righteousness belongs. Who reveals all the secrets, my brothers and sisters, that men have sought to hide. Reveals all the secret truths of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that men have sought to hide, that men exalt themselves. Woe unto the soul that receiving this call. I receive the call of the grace of Yah to know these things, yet chooses to sin willfully, yet chooses perversitude, yet chooses doctrines that don't include these precious truths. That every elect one, my brothers and sisters, who might hear these words, let him be fully warned. To do so is to forsake the very cause of life and peace. To forsake that truth, my brothers and sisters, I say, is to forsake the very cause of life and peace, is to forsake the one foreordained plan by which humanity, even the world, is prescribed that there might be life. It has become, my brothers and sisters, an enemy against the peace, an enemy against salvation, an enemy, my brothers and sisters, against Yah himself. Brothers and sisters, be kind of vain, unworthy, unacceptable. It is, my brothers and sisters, to reap a devil's reward. But what else have the demons sought to do? But blind the people, mislead the people, that they know not the way of true righteousness. This treachery, my brothers and sisters, is exactly what selfishly destructive, unbelieving, divide and conquer tactic, wicked, lawless ones desire, that they might continue in their devilish ways. Blessed then are they who are devoted unto this righteous cause to discern, my brothers and sisters, what is the exceeding word, and upon discerning this righteous cause and discerning the truth of what the Most High declared, will not turn back. I said, will not turn back. For this death, this unrighteousness to end and life to begin. Remember, the scripture says death reigned from Adam to Moshe. That means until a man came to the knowledge of a law. To a lawgiver came. And Messiah is counted a lawgiver, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says unto him, says the Gentiles seeking his rest shall be glorious, and the isles shall wait for his law. To man discern, my brothers and sisters, what is the way of the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, is a man worthy of it? Need to think again. Is a man confirmed that he be true to the way of the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, when he will not abide by his rule or knows it not? My brothers and sisters, for this death that has plagued mankind for generations, whereby rulers have refused to tell you the Messiah will judge all men in all ages at one judgment. Where they've told you that various rulers in their territories will judge men in their various ages, that was a lie. And my brother says, everyone who told you that will pay the cost of having deceived the masses to think otherwise after lesser standards. It's as if, however much depraved men have become, the more they have exalted the illusion. I say, my brothers and sisters, for this death to end and life to begin, the righteous one must indeed return. He must claim the righteousness that is his and return, my brothers and sisters, that the nation shall indeed seek his law. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you about a dream the Most High gave me many years ago. He talked about, my brothers and sisters, that it was indeed important that his people cut the umbilical cord from their filthy mother, this lying system that will never tell you what is necessary to mature. And drink again from the breast of the mother who loved you. Discern the truth, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Discern the truth that the ancients who petitioned the Most High, who found his righteousness, found the truth they petitioned that one day you would awaken to. For the Most High, I'm telling my brothers and sisters that they would come to that his people, though for a long time in bondage, would learn to read and write, discern the words of the book, and discern it as only a native can. And he told me, in that day, my son, you should reclaim everything they took from you. My brothers and sisters, could another teach these things if they are not bequeathed of the Most High to discern them? Shall those who despise the truth to preserve their wickedness, shall they, my brothers and sisters, be counted true to the Most High in their petitions? If you call upon the name of the Most High, but not according to seeking his righteousness, but seeking to preserve the illusions of a world system that hides the truth, shall you still yet receive the truth? Well, brothers and sisters, those who call upon the name of the Most High, call upon him, respectful of him, realizing his righteousness transcends the rulers. Messiah said it, and all the prophets did too. But those who call upon his name for the preservation of systems of this world that will keep the people in darkness have only petitioned, yes, in vanity, yes, unto darkness. Remember that word for vanity also means they swear deceitfully. They swear lift themselves up after standards that will not save, praying to a God, the scripture says in Isaiah 45, that will not save, upholding and worshiping standards that will not save. Will not save. What does that mean to people, my brothers and sisters? Read the scriptures in Isaiah 45. They want to call the man, they want to call him the elect one the Most High chooses. He calls him this anointed one, even Messiah, shepherd. They call him Cyrus in your King James Version. Not really his name. Not the perfect vocable of his name. His kingdom was called Kurdistan for a reason. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that the early church knew that the one that's mentioned in Isaiah 44 through 45 through 46, in fact, is Yeshua. Messiah called himself the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, the one who was called the morning star, the one who cast out all the darkness. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the morning star is the sun in its rising. Kur, sun, dis, rise. Faith is not called Christianity, not a Greek term. It's called Kurdishanya. It was called Kurdishanya, my brothers and sisters, because it was the expectation of one called the morning star, one like the rising sun, the one that cast out all the darkness. Messiah said that's who he is. And you don't know to look for the prophecies concerning him, my brothers and sisters. Your partial perception of him is not enough to make you whole. It's not enough to heal the injustice. HiddenGospel.com, early church origin, mutual expectation. I promise, my brothers and sisters, you need that scripture desperately. Scripture's about secret city prophecies. I'm telling you now, you need that scripture desperately. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, HiddenGospel.com, remember the promise. You need that scripture desperately. Tribulation, 7365 A.D. You need that. What's written there in that article, all the scriptures that are in it, desperately. But not to know these things, my brothers and sisters, is not to have gained yet the victory. Not to know these things, my brothers and sisters, is to still be in bondage to those who hid the truth from you. When the scripture says Messiah comes, and unto him the Most High make the crooked places straight, that means he's not left in bondage to a false path. He said, before him, he make the crooked places straight. He said, show him the treasures that are hidden in the secret places. It means he will show him the truth that would can set humanity free. But my brothers and sisters, when Messiah comes revealed and speak again of those things that the world has sought to hide, like scripture says, he comes for the refreshing and restoration of all things according to all things. Most High spoke by the holy prophets since the world began. When he comes to speak those things, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, those who still prefer the unrighteousness of the status quo, or are not prepared to hear, or not partake in his reward. So when the scripture says you're saved by grace through faith, the grace of the dispensation of the gospel is the dispensation of the truth the world has not known. Man receives favor in believing the truth beyond the status quo. Not by holding to the vanity, the deception, the fallen standards, the ways that wherein man cannot know peace or holiness, It means, my brothers and sisters, that the favor is unto those when they find the truth that the whole world is hid and denied, they take hold to it and will not let go. My brothers and sisters, Messiah is not of the diverse standards of this world. He said, I am not of this world. In fact, he said, if you do not believe that I am he who is not after the diverse standards of this world, he said, you would die in your sins. How about under the blind standards that are political, social, pseudo-religious, cultural blindness established by those who would keep men in bondage to themselves rather than liberate men unto Yah. What does the scripture say concerning Messiah, however? The scripture says, Most High has opened before him the two gates. Open before him, if you will, the passage discerning all the secrets. Make the crooked places straight. Why? That all might discern his glory. That all might know from the rising of the sun to the west, for the rising of his light from the east to the west, that there is none else who is Savior. None else who declares what is salvation. None else who declares, my brothers and sisters, what is righteousness unto ascending unto the hill of the Most High. None else, my brothers and sisters, who liberates unto this such discernment but Yah. If the Most High calls him first to perceive it in this wicked age, how is it, my brothers and sisters, men have presumed that they have already seen it? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures did not say another will see it in this age before he. And that means that all must humble themselves before him. Scripture says, whatever is written, whatever the law says, it says to those who have fallen short of the glory. That's what it really means. That when Messiah appears, yes, it means that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Yes, it means, my brothers and sisters, he would come that every mouth be silenced. Everyone who thought he was so wise, be silent. Their mouths be silenced. That every man discern what is their guilt before Yah. Because it did not say that in his appearing that there were others who discerned this wisdom as great as he. Might sound like a hard word, but the scriptures say it also, my brothers and sisters, at the 19th chapter of Revelation. He had a name written, a name that relates in authority, my brothers and sisters, no man knew but he himself. To the same dimension of his understanding, but he himself. So it means, my brothers and sisters, all who are attained to what is necessary will have to follow him. Messiah said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the door. No man comes to the Father but by me. Many of my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, it means that others had not discerned it to that dimension. That those who believe him, my brothers and sisters, might not be found falling short. This is what the Most High has always planned, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, with the breath of his lips shall he expose every flawed, fallen, wicked, lawless standard. That unto him shall all the nations seek. Meaning that if whole nations believe a lie, my brothers and sisters, well, scripture says in Isaiah 40 that he will count whole nations as if they were a drop in a bucket. That means vanity, nothing. My brothers and sisters, means he will not, if whole nations of men, even collaborative nations of men, believe a standard and uphold a standard that is less than what the Most High requires, he will count it all as nothing. That's why the scripture said they will wait for him, shall renew their strength. They will wait for him, my brothers and sisters, look for one who will silence all the rulers, pastors, priests, rabbis of the nations, priests, kings, whatever they call themselves. Show them all having been treacherous. And those who don't look for someone, my brothers and sisters, who will perform that service, their entire religion, their entire faith, all that they have believed is counted vain. Scripture says the victory, my brothers and sisters, according to Isaiah 25, is discerning all that the world is hid. Who's ready to understand that? Anyone who is not or will not, my brothers and sisters, will not partake of the blessed reward. I'm not telling you these things without a reason. Most High told me I have some very important things for him to do. And I'm going to tell you now, if you don't consider them important, then before Yah, you will not be considered so very important. Man who does not find it important, my brothers and sisters, to rediscover and preserve the will of Yah will not be preserved. I'm not speaking arrogantly, my brothers and sisters, but you need to consider this. Every word the Most High said is important. Say, man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. I'm telling you about these exceeding things. Don't dare, my brothers and sisters, please. I'm asking you for the salvation of all those who you and who Yah with love unto his fruition. Don't seek to deny this truth. Don't seek in any way to speak the illusions that will blind men to this truth. I told you, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah comes exactly as the scripture said he would. And I don't mean this kind of fly from the sky, rapture doctrine, all this mess. That's a lie. And I've proved that how it's a lie for anyone who is willing to look deeper. But if you're not willing to look deeper, well, maybe you never know. But at my website, hiddengospel.com, there's an article there called Rapture Debunked. You need to look at that article, my brothers and sisters, and find out what the prophecies really say. Because they did mistranslate much to try to make many believe that an indiscriminate world shall yet attain to beyond worthlessness. He told me great discretion is required, that we not lift ourselves up unto vanity. In other words, offer ourselves up to what will only damn the human soul. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters, is required that men praise Yah himself, for he does not deny himself nor any word that he has spoken. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters, is required that you don't fall victim to somebody's tainted or polluted or partialized word. Great discretion, my brothers and sisters, that can only come from him. So if you're scattered among a multitude of nations, it means those multitude of nations exist as a multitude of nations and their lack of reason because they don't know Yah. I'm telling you, 45,000 denominations telling something different that won't tell you the foundation of who Messiah said he is. They don't know him. Not to the dimension they should.
90 seconds.
That may sound like an arrogant statement. My brothers and sisters, Scripture says Messiah will come and lead them people by a way they had not known. If you expect that you already know as much as you need to, and you won't consider what the prophecies have said is imperative, my brothers and sisters, you will never attain to the seal, the confirmation, as a true servant of Yah.
60 seconds.
Messiah, my brothers and sisters, that one that's mentioned all the way from Isaiah 40 to the 66th chapter of Isaiah, Jeremiah 23rd chapter, Lord our righteousness. He is that one, my brothers and sisters, that's mentioned at Jeremiah, Jeremiah 51st chapter, called the King of the Medes. He is that one that Malachi speaks of, called the righteous one who arises, or if you will, the Son of Righteousness who arises. He's that one, my brothers and sisters, that Revelation calls the angel from the rising sun. He's that one called the morning star, the wooden offspring of David in Revelation 22:16. But if you don't know those titles, Revelation 16, the king of the east, he's the east, my brothers and sisters, are like the rising sun who casts out all the darkness. If you don't know those prophecies, you don't yet know him. Peace be to you, my brothers and sisters. Adam Yahav, covenant remembrance ministry to us. Praise always. Hallelujah. All again, I thank the Most High for bringing forth ears that were here, and I thank you all again for listening.
You got the word.